DW.
Income inequality and business disruption in San Francisco are side effects of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Fourth Industrial Revolution also just happens to be the theme of this year's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The high-profile gathering draws world leaders, the rich and the powerful, who say they want to improve the state of the world. DW business reporter Andreas Becker joins us now from Davos. Andreas, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kathleen.
So we've just heard a report about how tech giants down the road in Silicon Valley are contributing to massive inequality in San Francisco and high rates of homelessness. How much attention is being paid at this year's World Economic Forum to the effect that the tech boom is having on people's livelihoods?
Well, they do pay a lot of attention here, and actually San Francisco is like a lab for observing the effects of the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the income inequality that goes with it. The World Economic Forum actually has one of its centers for studying these effects in San Francisco. But here, the focus is a little bit wider. It's not about one city, it's more about countries, and it's more about actually the world. What happens if, for example, we have self-driving trucks in the future and cashierless shops? What happens to the millions of truck drivers and cashiers who will lose their jobs? This is one of the major themes here in Davos. And for example, we had Satya Nadella, that is the CEO of Microsoft, and he had this to say.
We know that the jobs of today are not going to be the jobs of tomorrow. Countries must ensure that their populations and future generations are equipped with the skills for the future.
So you can see he's talking about education, another big theme here. But still, this begs the question, what do the people who lose their jobs now, what do they do? And what do the people who can compete in the housing market with the people who got the good jobs, what do they do?
Well, it's not only that question, but you know, the fact that the Microsoft CEO is there, Apple's Tim Cook is there for the first time, Facebook is represented, all of these big tech companies are there. And it goes back to this critique of Davos that it's just a billionaire's playground. Do you get the sense that they have any awareness of this criticism of what they're doing in Davos?
Well, I do think they got the message. I mean, it's pretty hard to miss it, because with the rise of populism, with the rise of elected leaders who openly declare they're pretty much hostile to this kind of collaborative approach. So the message is there. The question is, what do they do? Now here, the big talk is we need a different kind of globalization for the future. We need to make sure that it's more green, more sustainable, more fair. It doesn't leave anybody behind. And all this is of course, talk. The question is this good or bad if it's talk at this stage, or if it might turn into something?
Well, speaking of talk and all of these crises that the world is facing right now, there are three major leaders who aren't even there this year. Donald Trump is at home because of a government shutdown. Theresa May is still in Great Britain or the UK because of the Brexit problems. Macron has stayed in France because of his own political crisis. So what impact have their absences had on this year's World Economic Forum?
Well, first of all, it gives more room for those who have a different message. For example, the Chinese Vice President Wang, he was there to say that China is ready to collaborate with all countries, that they're for open and free markets, that they're against shutting themselves up. He made a speech to this account. Chancellor Merkel from Germany also had the same message. And here I could play you a little clip of what she said.
Das ist ein Ansatz, der grundsätzliche Zweifel am Multilateralismus hat.
Merkel said that this approach of Trump, without naming him personally, is that what is best for me is the most important thing, and then the rest will follow. And she believes this does not work.
Ich habe daran Zweifel.
She believes that we should think about what it means for other people, other sides, and that we should have this collaborative approach, because only then we can create a future that is good for everybody. So anyway, Trump is not there to confront this message, but if you look back to, for example, last year, he was there. Did he openly say, I don't believe in your approach of collaboration and multilateralism and all this? No. His speech was very simple at the time, And he said, listen, I'm great, America is great. All the people here are business leaders, financial guys, money people. Come to America and invest, it's going to be great. And in essence, this was the same message given by the Brazilian president in this meeting, Bolsonaro, who just said, I make Brazil safe, I make Brazil better, I reduce taxes, come here, invest.
I wanted to come back to a point that you brought up in an article you wrote for us this week. And in that article, you were talking about the people at the event, and you interviewed a refugee who was there. Could you tell us a little bit about who this person was?
Yeah, this person is called Mohamed Hassan Mohamed. He's 24 years old, originally from Somalia. And he was brought by the World Economic Forum from the place he has been living at for the last 20 years. That's a refugee camp in northern Kenya. And I could play you a clip of what he said.
I've spent the last 20 years of my life in a camp, and I will go back to that camp next week. And I'm here at Davos to say that, you know, refugee camps are not ethical, putting people in faraway places and pretending that they don't exist. I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for equal opportunity to be given the tools that I need to thrive and to make a life for myself. I'm asking for access to education, access to documents, access to a future that I can feel I am part of.
So again, this was Mohamed Hassan, the refugee who spent 20 out of his 24 years in a refugee camp. This is just one example of the potentially positive effects a thing like Davos might have. You have a lot of people who basically come here for one reason. They want to make business, they want to meet lots of people in a short time to make deals, to talk to politicians. It's a perfect opportunity. In 4 days, you can meet as many people as you normally can in, like, I don't know, 2 months of traveling. That's what one business guy told me.
DW business reporter Andreas Becker joining us from Davos, Switzerland. Andreas, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Kathleen.
DW.